Okay, I'm guessing Patrick has no cell service. He wasn't sure that he would have, so we have a quorum, so I think we should move on. This meeting is being recorded. This is the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors special meeting for operational discussion, October 21st, 2020. Roll call, Ian Owen Powell, I am present. Patrick Richardson is absent, excused. Todd Weisler.
Present.
Ray Willis.
Present.
Henry Zerberg.
Yes.
And the chief is absent, excused. I'm going to call them. We have board quorum. I'll call the meeting to order at 19:06. Did you all see the meeting agenda I sent out yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yes. It was pretty much the same as the previous meeting. And I make a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Henry, you good with the agenda?
Yep, in favor.
Currently have no minutes to approve, as we had no meeting last week. Are there any comments from the public present on the meeting?
Hey, Ian.
Yes, Henry.
Can I make a quick statement before we dive into the reports?
Sure.
Like, you know, we've done these board meetings now for about, you know, half a year or something like that, and we certainly had our disagreements on it. I think we can all agree the one thing we are not going to be in disagreement with is the response of our fire department to all these fires that have occurred over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And I'm incredibly proud of these guys, how they jumped into this, how they, you know, how they responded to these emergencies. It's not an easy task, very stressful, very emotional. And I want you guys to know that I am incredibly thankful. I'm incredibly proud of the guys, how they have handled this.
Thank you, Henry. I appreciate you saying that.
I'll echo that as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely echo that. I'm very proud of the turnout.
And likewise, of course.
Yeah. I'm very proud of the turnout we had on the weekend for both of the fires that occurred. And I was going to cover that in the operational report. But yeah. I definitely echo your sentiments, Henry, for sure. So moving on to the operational report, obviously we had two fires break out on the weekend, the Calwood fire and the left-hand fire, which stretched thin everybody's already thin resources, basically stretched everything to its limits, I think. I'm very impressed, and as you just said, Henry, very impressed and proud with the support and turnout from our firefighters to both of those fires. And I'm sure our neighbors were happy to see us. So we had people out on Calwood on Saturday. And then we also sent a brush truck and a tender up to Left Hand on Sunday. The tender spent overnight patrolling, doing some a lot of work on spot fires that kept popping up in the night and working with Forest Service. So some good work there. I believe the tender stayed there on Monday, and we've still got people going up to Calwood, which conversation I had with Ryan earlier looks like they're looking to demob them tomorrow or Friday, I think, because of the weather that's coming in. So we'll be the first out of there. The people we've sent out have gained a lot of experience, which has been good. A shout out to Charlie Schmidtman, who completed his squad boss task book today, which was good. So that definitely brings experience back into the district. And obviously the rest of the volunteers have been covering the district whilst we've had teams out on the fires. So thank you to everyone who's stepped up to do that. As Henry says, we know it's stressful and it takes a lot of time to do that. So, and takes you away from families and other things that you need to do. So thank you, all of you. Because of the fires over the weekend, there's not really a lot of operational report. We haven't run many calls at all in the last 2 weeks. I think most of the shifts have been quiet with only maybe one or two calls, if that. In the grants world, we got the Hood grant finalised. There was some complexity in that. We had to do some last minute chasing around. Fortunately, the state was very flexible with us and worked with us to get that done. The hoods were purchased last week and the grant reimbursement went into the state last week as well. So that was a $6,000 grant. So that was a good win. So thanks to Ryan for sorting that out and getting that fixed for us. Ryan reapplied for COVID relief grants. There were two of them, one through DOLA, so Colorado-based, and then another federal grant, which I believe is through FEMA. And they were doing reapplications for because there was some confusion in the initial process. So hopefully we may get something from those. 5601 has a leak in the tank to pump valve, we believe, or somewhere in that area. Charlie spent quite a lot of time taking it to pieces, putting it back together, talking to Dali, but as yet haven't figured out why it leaks. There's no obvious problem that we can see. But obviously he's been out a little bit this week on Calwood fire. So that's kind of not happening. 5601 is technically still in service, but with the leak, it's leaking water into the pump. And obviously if the temperature drops, we have a problem. We may freeze the pump, so we don't want to do that. 5602 is currently in station one, covering the position for 5601. Station cleaning continues. And the excitement from last week was the wipers, or the windshield wipers on Baby Command were fixed. So some good work there. Any questions on the operational?
Did you say that 5601, even though the tank to pump valve may be leaking, that it's still operational?
Yeah, we can still use it, but it would be a problem if you shut the pump down and don't drain it immediately.
Right, of course.
So yeah, it's still functional when we have the tank to pump valve in there, and it currently is in there. So
there's no safety issues with that that valve, that potential valve leaking?
No, so it's a very slow leak. So what it basically does is it will very slowly fill the pump up with water. If you've got the drain open, it'll drain just onto the ground.
Sure.
Until we get below the tank to pump level. But yeah. So like I say, it's still in service and functional, but up at station two.
Don't leave it outside Sunday night.
And don't leave it outside Sunday night and make sure it's drained.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that we've done that. Okay, moving on to the old business. Cascade repair. We're having problems identifying, finding parts because of the age of the unit. I think we may be looking at replacing that. So that's going to be an item for further discussion. So I know Ryan spoke to, I believe, two companies who might be able to repair it, and both of them just came back with questions about serial numbers and part numbers, and we don't have any of the manuals for it. So we had trouble identifying it completely. So that's kind of hanging. It's still functional, but requires you to put your knee into the door in order for it to fill properly. So that is something that we need to figure out if we can't get that repaired. Just so you know, that's on the horizon.
Hey, Ian?
Yes, Roy.
It's not the compressor that's got the problem, it's the fill station.
Both of them have some issues. So the fill station has a door interlock problem. So the, right. When you close the door, it doesn't properly activate the valve to allow you to fill. And then the compressor has a CO filter or a CO detector warning, which I think the detector's aged out, which may be a problem trying to find a new one of those. My understanding is that problem has existed for some time. It really shouldn't exist, but it does.
I think that unit is roughly, it's probably 20 years old too.
Yeah, I think it's 20.
It came about the time we built the building.
Yeah. And I believe it was used at that stage as well. So I don't think it was brand new to us. Well, brand new to us.
It did come to us brand new.
It did come brand new. Okay. Yes, that's 20 years old then. But yeah, like I said, we can't find parts for it. So it's going to become a problem.
Yeah, and how much does a new one cost? Do you have a rough idea, estimation?
The numbers I was hearing were in the high five, low six figures. Haven't had any absolutes from that. We may have a lead on some used ones that are less than 5 years old, but I'm not sure yet. So that's something we're still chasing down.
Okay, thanks.
The COVID public education policy, was hoping to get to that last weekend, but with the fires, that did not happen. Slowly uploading content to the new website, same problem. Was hoping to do some of that last weekend, get the old board meetings uploaded. It's just a time issue. The 2021 budget is still in progress. Again, I was hoping to work on that last weekend. And then of course the fires. And the conceal carry policy, same thing as with the wildland deployments policy, same thing. So it not much movement in old business, I'm afraid. Any more questions on old business?
Nope, not on my part.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good too.
So moving to new-ish business. This was like new last week, but I believe you've all seen now the draft attorney letter memorializing what we agreed in the regular board meeting. I sent that to Chief Day yesterday for him to pass on to his attorney if he wishes to, so that we're partway to where we need to be. CPS are working on the return to work plan. They sent that to me this morning. I made two minor adjustments, which was the contact is going to be Todd. And there was some clarification on one of the items in there that I did. So I'm hoping to get that back tomorrow. So I should be able to get that out to you as soon as I get it, within the limitations of it being a confidential document. So Henry, what's your movements in the next few days? Are you around here or are you back out on the road?
No, I'll be heading back out again tomorrow. I'll be coming back in probably early next week. So again, if you mailing it to my office worked fine because I usually fly by there, grab some of my stuff on the way through. So that actually worked fine, if that's okay. Possible for you.
Yeah, that'll work. I can do that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. And then Todd and Ray, I will drop that round to you. There's not that much changing in it. I did extend the chief's administrative leave until November the 2nd, just because this is taking time to complete, and I didn't want us to rush into anything. I don't know if anybody has a problem with that. We need to do a special executive session with the chief to discuss both the plan and returning to work, which I was hoping to do today, but without the return to work, the completed return to work plan, that's not going to be possible.
Right. Of course, I think we all want, we all could use the additional resource, I suppose, and would like sure. to come back. But I also understand the sensitivity of this document and this integration. So I'm fine with November 2.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I as well.
And then the last item I've got on here was a request for flu shots. So Lieutenant Vanola did some phoning around to see if we could do flu shots or if we could get Dr. Camerata to do flu shots. And that turned into a much more complex mess than you might imagine. So the easiest answer we could come up with was that most, if you have health insurance, your provider will normally do it for free or for a small copay. Or you can get them done at Walgreens or King Super. And I'd like to suggest or make the motion that the department pay for the flu shots. If that's good with everybody.
Yep.
And this is for volunteers and permanent staff then?
Yes, for volunteers and permanent staff, yeah.
Okay. And if memory serves me correct, the Haas community used to set us up with the dosages. Isn't that the way it used to work?
Yeah, we kind of checked with them, and that's how it used to work. But they basically said to do that, I think they have to buy in a specific batch, and then that's our batch, which means we have to prepay for them. So it's actually cheaper for us to get people to go either through their insurance or go to like Walgreens or King Super, somewhere like that, that does flu shots on demand.
Is there any way we can work with Doc Mike in town?
We asked and we ran into the same problem with him as well.
Okay, well.
To be honest with you, it's probably cheaper to do it through people's insurance with copays and just through, pharmacies that do flu shots because they do them in bulk, so it tends to be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, it'd be way more convenient for our folks if it was in-house.
Yes. Yeah, we did try that, and we just could not make that work. So.
Okay, well.
I think
I'm fine with it as well.
Okay. Yeah, I understand about the convenience. I think I've been to Boulder twice this year so far, so since March. So we get that. Any other business from the board?
Just a question. As far as getting the check signing, the new check signing form signed, can it wait till Saturday, or do I need to do that before then? Are we in a dire rush?
I believe you could do it Saturday, but sooner the better, please.
Okay. Just have
hassling me.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Man, you're the treasurer. You ought to be able to sign those checks, Bob.
Yeah, well, I got a job down in Boulder that I have to be at too, so it's banking hours are not very convenient, but I think I can do it Friday.
Okay. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate
it. They're open just a short window on Saturday.
Yeah, I know, but I'm home Saturday, so that'll do it. I could do it Friday. I could work from home on Friday.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. If there's nothing else, we have no special executive session scheduled. The next operational meeting would be next Wednesday, the 28th at 7 p.m. There may be a special executive session in that, unless we have to do it outside of the operational meeting. Should know that fairly soon. I will give you.
I should mention, Ian, big news. I dropped a vacuum cleaner off for the station. So there is now a vacuum cleaner in station one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We can
thank put you, Todd.
His budget.
Yeah, right.
Okay. On that note, I'm going to make the motion we adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Todd, are you good with adjourning the meeting?
I am.
I as well.
Okay. Thank you all for your time. Short meeting tonight, busy days. Okay, call the meeting adjourned at 19:26. Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you as well.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.